Welcome to Jersey Guy Sports, your sports talk home for the Yanks, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I'm your host, Don. I want to thank you for listening. Today I'm going to be talking about Rutgers basketball. Losing on opening night, unfortunately, 68-61 to Princeton in Trenton. So let's go ahead and get started. As we continue with a very busy sports schedule over the last 3 or 4 days for Jersey Guy, we're going to talk about Rutgers basketball, because tonight was opening night for Rutgers basketball, the new look Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And Rutgers' new look basketball team lost on the road. Well, it's a neutral site in Trenton, but it was kind of the road, right? Trenton's pretty near Princeton. We lost to a very good Princeton team, 68-61 on opening night. Princeton, as you guys may know, was in the Sweet 16 last year, and Princeton is a very good basketball team, and they certainly looked every bit the part on Monday night against Rutgers. For Rutgers, well, this is a new look, new style Rutgers team this year. Rutgers, of course, as you may remember, lost Caleb McConnell, Paul Mulcahy, and Cam Spencer from last year. Though, you know, Moat Mogg was supposed to be back. He was not. He's still not healthy enough. Rutgers, in addition, this year has a highly recruited freshman, Gavin Griffiths, a speedy freshman, Jermichael Davis, a transfer portal senior, Noah Fernandez, and another transfer portal, Austin Williams, coming in. Improvements should also be forthcoming from holdovers, sophomores, Derek Simpson, and Antoine Wolfolk. And I'm a big fan of Wolfolk, I must tell you. I liked how he played last year, and I sung his praises last year as a freshman. And I do expect even bigger things from him this year. Rutgers, of course, returns all Big Ten center Cliff Amore and Andre Hyatt, who's always been too inconsistent for my taste. And if you go back and listen to my podcast, you know, you'll hear me say that. By the way, speaking of Hyatt, we were told in the offseason that Hyatt is the most improved player, right? And honestly, right from the beginning, especially in the first half against Princeton, nothing could have been farther from the truth in watching Hyatt's play. Hyatt looked just terrible. I mean, really pathetic. He was missing layups. He was missing shots. I mean, just really, really awful. And I don't have the stats in front of me now, but he must have been 0 for 6, 0 for 7, 0 for 8 in the first half, and at least 4 of them were missed layups, 4 or 5 of them. I mean, just friggin' pathetic. Now, he looked really, really terrible. For someone who is, quote-unquote, the most improved Knight, Hyatt looked like dog shit to me. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's all we heard, right, during the offseason, how much Hyatt was improved. And, you know, honestly, the thing I couldn't stand from Hyatt last year, they actually mentioned on the broadcast tonight, and that was, you know, his inconsistency and in my mind, mostly terrible shooting. Like, he would have games where he would just be awful, miss wide open layups, miss stuff. He seems like he doesn't have a touch around the basket. He has these other games where he hits a lot of threes in a row and, you know, maybe, I don't want to say carry a team, but really plays much better. But I cannot stand players that are that inconsistent. It drives me friggin' nuts. Mostly I remember Hyatt from last year not being able to hit shots. And boy, oh boy, that carried over today. Now, Princeton played well all game, and they certainly played well early. They took a 12-4 lead before Rutgers really kind of got its footing. Rutgers, as you may know, if you read, you know, the difference in the players this year, they're a much, much faster team this year. And it was apparent early in this one. Really just a different pace. We played very, very fast a lot of the games, especially in the first half. It's actually a little weird, I got to tell you. I'm not used to it, right? All the previous years under Pikel, other teams are trying to fly up and down the court. And we're trying to slow the game down, play tight defense, close, you know, slow the pace. This year, we're flying up and down, and you see other teams. Princeton is trying to slow the pace down on us. And this is not the Princeton team of old where, you know, they're playing the whole four corners offense. This is a good Princeton team that doesn't mind running. And they were trying to slow us down because we were really, really running well early. Antoine Wolfolk played really well early and finished with a pretty good game. He didn't take a lot of shots, but he hit a lot of them. Rutgers defense at times looked pretty strong. At other times, particularly in the second half, we had a lot of gaps on defense, and it's something that Pikel will definitely work on. This year, in general, is one of the years that I am least convinced that I know what's going to happen. In many other years, you kind of knew what you were going to get from Pikel teams. This year, with such changeover and such a different style of play, a lot of people playing off the bench this year, which he doesn't normally do. It's really a wild card. I think the swing could be very, very great. Rutgers could have a very down year this year, or be pretty good. It's very hard to say. They could make the tournament this year. They might not. It's still too early to tell, and from this game, it's still too early to tell. In the second half, Princeton had, oh my God, we kept giving up fucking offensive rebounds. To start the game, it's just a killer. And we had, like, in the second half as it started, I thought, okay, maybe he'll get them together, get their shit together. No. But they had, like, four more fucking offensive rebounds in, like, the first minute and a half of the second half. And I'm screaming at the TV. It's an immediate early season red flag for Rutgers. They have to rebound better, particularly on the defensive end. You cannot allow that many offensive rebounds. And I have no idea what the stats are, but I know what my eyes saw. And just, it was just a killer. Nothing is going to lose you a basketball game faster than continuing to give up offensive rebounds. And most of the game, that's exactly what they did. And that's discouraging with Amorie in there. And at other times, you can put Wolfolk and other people in there. A lot of times, the guards are coming down and getting rebounds, and forwards were tipping it around. We just have to do a general better job in boxing out and playing, you know, defensive rebounding as a team. Now, you know, when you do that and you give up these chances, A, you lose games, right? It can lead to losing games easily because, you know, you're just going to give up too many chances. But also, beyond that, it's very discouraging for a team during the game, right? You're playing spectacular defense, as you may do, especially for Pikel teams. You know, you lock them down for 35 seconds. Maybe you get they get a bad shot off. They miss it. And then the opposition gets a rebound. They get 35 seconds to do it again. And in tonight's case, they actually, you know, hit the shot or maybe a three after it. So it's just, you know, very discouraging. Your head's got to be down. You play great, 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 great defense. You didn't get the damn rebound. They end up hitting a two or a three. And, you know, it's very, very hard. So you lose games, and it's mentally tough on you when you do that. So it's critical that Rutgers improve on their defensive rebounding. I can tell you already, this is an early thing that Pikel needs to focus on. There were, I guess, very few, open shots to be had early in the second half. And Princeton, they look pretty efficient on offense. I got to tell you, this is a pretty freaking good Princeton team. They made it to the Sweet 16 last year. They got a couple good damn shooters. A couple people that drive their system on offense looks pretty damn efficient. They hit a lot of threes. And Hyatt didn't do any better in the second half. He was missing shot after shot. I mean, what a friggin' letdown after all offseason buildup. He was basically, Andre Hyatt, a fucking liability every time he got on the floor tonight. And that was really discouraging. And I should have known better because all last season I did not like him. And I sort of bought into some of the offseason hype. I haven't seen him play, but I kept reading about how improved a player this guy was. And he looked like as much dog shit this year as he has, you know, his entire, you know, season last year with us. I didn't like him, and so far I don't like him again. So I don't know what they think is better about him, but he looked just disgusting. I don't think he actually hit a bucket all game. I don't know. Maybe he got a rebound tip in somewhere. I don't know. He had a few free throws, but, I mean, I can't wait to see his stats because he looked just terrible, terrible on the court tonight. Derek Simpson also didn't do too much, you know, next to nothing really all game. I'm hoping for more from him this year, but he was not a factor whatsoever in the game. Again, a lot of this has to do with Princeton. They played tremendous defense, right? They were in our face all game. They switched up on the pick and rolls. They were really, they look like a good team. They look like midseason form. Rutgers, on the other hand, got killed by open three-pointers all goddamn game, where we couldn't get many open looks. Princeton got a few, and boy, did they nail them. They shot well. Rutgers shot terribly. They shot well. Rutgers shot, again, very poorly from three-point land in particular. Raise your hand, by the way, if you've heard this before. Rutgers shooting poor from three-point land. It's something that I'm so tired of hearing about. It's like the New York Rangers and face-offs. Like year after year after year after year after year after year, Rangers can't win a goddamn fucking face-off. Year after year after year after year, Rutgers cannot shoot good from three-point land. I mean, at some point, right, we even had Cam Spencer last year, and he helped our average, but still, overall, we were not a good three-point shooting team. We were 13th in the Big Ten in three-point shooting. That's with Cam Spencer on the damn team. So that tells you what kind of dog shit the rest of the shooters were. But again, we come out this year, you know, and we look terrible. Again, some of this is attributable to excellent defense by the Princeton Tigers. They were just really good. And while we were terrible from three-point land, Princeton just lit it up on us from three. They're a freaking good team. Give them all kudos. Really good for them. I feel like they're going to be another strong team this year. Now, Jermichael Davis, he looked quick. He looked comfortable for a freshman, I have to say. Playing his very first college basketball game, Jermichael Davis looked pretty damn comfortable for a freshman, I got to say. He missed a few shots. He had a turnover or two, but he did play good defense, and he did drive pretty well, again, against a good team. Rutgers did make a run at some point in the second half. For me, it was about 4.5, 5 minutes left. They closed it within 2 points. And then we allowed two layups, basically, with very little resistance. And that was basically it. Princeton started pulling away. We never got very close again. And Princeton's good. I don't know what to say. There's some things that we need to clean up. But I have to say, you know, without knowing much more, that, you know, we seemed rusty. Princeton seemed like midseason form. And they seem like a good team. Just a couple other notes that I'm going to get out of here. Overall, the bench played a really big role for Rutgers in this game. Peichel rotated a lot of people in this game, which is something that was known to be, you know, probably happening this year more than other years, given that we lost some people that would always start and play 35 minutes a game, you know, and now we have a lot of other players that can come in and provide some sparks. And the first time that he did put the reserves in, they really provided a spark in the first half. It is a big change from previous years for Rutgers, and the bench generally never really played much minutes, and they generally didn't score much in previous years. But this year, I think we can expect to see a lot off the bench, and I think we could see a lot more, you know, substitutions. We'll see how this goes as the year goes on. Keep in mind, again, we didn't have Mawat Mag, and he is a big part of our team. You know, if he comes back anywhere close to the way he was when he left, which is doubtful, right? It's going to take him time to get back into full game shape and as good as his offense was when he left. Once we have him back, I think that's going to change the rotation and change our team very much. So that's one note. Other notes real quick. It seemed like the refs killed us again. I hate complaining about the refs, but geez Louise. I feel like I could say this for any Rutgers football or basketball game I ever watched. You know, we have to beat the other team and we have to beat the refs. But I felt like that again. Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm too biased and I can't, you know, I can't see when things are objective enough. But I got to say, there's another game where the refs just seem to call us for everything and, you know, let a few things go on the other team. It is what it is. Gavin Griffith did not play much of a role in this game at all. Gavin Griffith is a highly recruited freshman I talked about earlier. He didn't play badly, but he didn't have the ball very much at all, essentially. So we're going to have to see, you know, how he does. He did have a few points. He didn't play badly, but wasn't all that involved. Honestly, playing Princeton this early in the season for me is an excellent thing. This is a much better way to start the season compared to previous years because it better prepares Rutgers for, you know, a tough, tough Big Ten schedule. You know, less cream puffs to start the year for Rutgers is a good thing, right? It kind of builds up their armor. And, you know, it prepares them both mentally and physically for how they need to play when they get to big games. Because this was a tough game. It just felt like we were playing a Big Ten team. Rutgers tried to full court press a few times, and we got absolutely blitzed off it. It was terrible. We got nothing out of it. As a matter of fact, Princeton scored much more easily when we full court press. So that was a disaster. I you would think with such a quicker team and a lot more players who are quick, we could do a better job pressing. Whether Princeton was able to scout that, or they're just better than us, or we implemented our press poorly, I don't know which of those it was, but our press sucked balls. I mean, we were terrible. And at a critical time when we closed it to two, we went to a full court press, and the dude just drove it straight up the middle, their point guard, right down the middle, in for like an easy layup. And I mean literally like 200 feet. He took it from one end all the way to the other end of the court, straight down, and laid it right in. I don't know what the hell kind of full court press that was. But we must have tried it 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and basically every time they kind of brought it right at. We had no reliable pressure when we tried to press full court. So that's something to work on. Last note here, Princeton in themselves look like a very confident team. And they look like a team that went to the Sweet 16 last year. They played crisp basketball. They passed the ball well. They played good defense. And they look like a very, very smooth team. Rutgers looks like a team that has new players getting used to each other, getting used to what might be a new system where we're trying to push the ball as opposed to always, you know, play slowly and play good defense. We looked that part. And certainly Princeton looked the part that they played getting to the Sweet 16 last year. But again, it's one loss early in the season. And it is a game that I think will help build Rutgers' character. We're going to have to see if this ends up being a good team, a medium team, or a poor team for Rutgers. But they are 0-1 to start the season. And we're going to see how they do later on. Again, I think playing this team really helps Rutgers in the long run. We're going to have to see. And that's really it. I want to thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends all about it. And I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks, and have a good day.